You're listening to Balanced Designs on 103.5 FM, WLSP, LP, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Coming to you from the 103.5 studios, underwritten by the Bank of Sun Prairie. Welcome to Balanced Designs Podcast with your host, Deb Krieger, interior designer and stager. This is strictly an informational program focusing on providing ideas for achieving your desired home and office aesthetics. If you have any questions or topics that you would like to learn about, please feel free to contact me at hello@balancedesignsco.com. Balance your home environment with living solutions from the inside out. Welcome to Balanced Designs with your host, Deb Krieger, interior designer and stager. Today I'm going to share my research as I delve into the newest trends of sauna rooms versus steam rooms. These two different spaces offer relaxation, rejuvenation, and potential health benefits. I was delighted to find the benefits of each. I'm personally not a huge fan of saunas. I just don't like the dry heat and those types of high temperatures, so I'm more of a steam person myself. So this is what I've learned through various sources. First, you need to understand the differences between the sauna and the steam rooms. They offer very distinct environments and heat sources, each catering to different preferences and health goals. Saunas use dry heat generated by rocks, electric heaters, or wood-burning stoves, while steam rooms offer moist heat by boiling water and releasing steam. The difference in the heat sources results in different humidity levels. Saunas offer low humidity, and likewise, steam rooms offer high humidity. Sauna benefits include detoxification. Sweating in a sauna can help flush out toxins and impurities through the skin. It's improved circulation. Saunas can help dilate blood vessels and improve blood flow, which may benefit your cardiovascular health. Muscle relaxation. Saunas can help alleviate muscle tension and promote relaxation, which can help with pain relief. Respiratory benefits. Some people find the warm air helps relieve symptoms of conditions such as asthma or even a sinus congestion. Stress reduction, the heat and relaxation can promote the release of endorphins, leading to a sense of well-being. Who doesn't want this? Immune support system. That heat can boost the immune system, potentially making you more resistant to colds and flus. And I had no idea that saunas were this beneficial. Skin health. The heat can open up pores and cleanse the skin, potentially improving its appearance. I absolutely love this. What human being doesn't want their skin to improve the appearance of their skin? I'm in. There are different types of saunas, including red light therapy saunas. I have a red light therapy bed, so I'm personally a huge fan of this tool to use, the red light therapy type of saunas. Now, the cons of saunas are the cost. The average cost of an in-house sauna ranges between $6,000 and $15,000, depending on the size of your sauna, of course. Space is also a factor, but they have so many options out there. And your utility bills will also be a factor. The bigger your sauna, the bigger your utility bill will be. Safety. Extreme temperatures can be dangerous, so always check with your doctor if you have any heart conditions or irregular blood pressure. I am not a doctor. You need to check with your doctor first. Also, in my research, I found that the sweating can aggravate itching in folks with atopic dermatitis. I'm not a doctor, so again, just check with any routine before you always check with your healthcare provider. It also has maintenance, but when you do your own research, you can best decide if you want to add this sauna to your home. Now we're going to talk about steam room. Steam room benefits include, again, respiratory benefits. Steam rooms help provide moist heat, which can help open airways and alleviate congestion, making them beneficial for conditions like asthma or allergies. And I suffer from allergies, so this was great to learn about for myself and my clients. Skin hydration. The moist heat in steam rooms can hydrate the skin and open up pores, promoting detoxification and improving skin health. I also love that steam rooms do this, as I don't like saunas and their dry heat. Also has improved circulation. Like saunas, steam rooms can improve circulation by dilating blood vessels. Muscle relaxation. The heat and humidity can help relax muscles and ease joint pain. Stress reduction. The relaxing environment can help reduce stress and promote relaxation. Detoxification. The heat and sweating can help the body remove some toxins as well. I love interior design and anything to do with it. So this topic has been really fun researching for me. I myself have decided on which portable steam room I'm going to purchase for myself. That's very inexpensive. And it's portable, it's easy to clean, and I can't wait to try this out for its added health benefits for me. So, but if you're a sauna person, check out all the information and the local facilities that carry saunas. And, you know, if you want to add this to your home and you think it's going to be really beneficial, go for it. That's why interior design can be so encompassing, and that's why I love it so much. Just finding, you know, researching these two topics was just so much fun. And I will always continue to educate myself and my clients. And if you want to hear any topics, feel free to reach out to me at hello@balancedesignsco.com. I'd love to hear from you. So as I always say, have fun with design and researching which of these trends will work for you and your family. Thinking about all the factors that make sense for you. Live in a balanced way in your home and office. Until next time, this is Deb.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Balanced Designs with Deb Krieger. Be sure to tune in next time for more tips on achieving your dream aesthetics in the home and in the office here on 103.5 FM WLSP LP, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.